SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A heat wave is moving closer to the breaking point from the Midwest to New England, but there's no immediate relief in sight for much of the rest of the country. Heat and humidity could send heat index readings above 100 degrees in many locations, possibly breaking all-time records. Cody Ledbetter with the National Weather Service says the heat at this time of year is a bit out of the ordinary.
We see temperatures like this during the summer pretty often. It's the long-duration nature of it that's a bit abnormal for this time of the year especially. We typically get into, a few days of, mid to upper 90s. We come July, August. But for it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal.
Forecasters predict another scorching weekend in the Southwest with triple-digit highs in California and Arizona. Also at SRNNews.com, more than 1,000 firefighters are taking advantage of rainy, cooler weather to get the upper hand on a pair of fires in New Mexico that killed two people. The blazes have destroyed hundreds of homes there and also forced thousands to evacuate. U.S. officials say the Biden administration increasingly have doubts that Israel and Hamas will reach a comprehensive ceasefire deal. However, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the U.S. does remain hopeful.
The best way to unlock the possibility of a resolution along the Israel-Lebanese border would be achieving a ceasefire in Gaza. And we continue to actively pursue a ceasefire in Gaza, primarily to alleviate the suffering of the Palestinian people in Gaza and to secure the return of hostages.
The federal judge presiding over the classified documents case against former President Trump hears arguments today on a long-shot defense effort to get that indictment thrown out on grounds that the prosecutor brought illegal charges. This is SRN News. Ireland is considering a hate crimes law.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new UNESCO report. The international agency says that powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. Widespread use of such programs could also increase the likelihood that people come across unreliable information. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates have dropped to their lowest level since April.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.87%. That's the lowest level since early April. The average rate has been hovering around 7% this year, a trend that's weighed on home sales. The recent pullback follows signs of cooling inflation, which has helped bring down yields on 10-year U.S. Treasury bonds. Lenders use those as a guide to pricing home loans. Economists say mortgage rates are unlikely to drop significantly until the Federal Reserve sees more evidence of slowing inflation. I'm Alex Vega.
Ukraine is experiencing rolling blackouts as Russia intensified strikes targeting energy infrastructure. This has been happening over the past 3 months. As a result, residents and businesses of Kiev are adapting to the absence of electricity. They're using generators, power banks, and flashlights on a regular basis. More details at SRNNews.com.